Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, we've got a big show coming up. Conversations with New York's most beloved billionaire. Also, a parenting express tip for the day. Kristen B. Tate will weigh in on what exactly is going on in the polls. There's new polls out today. But speaking of polls, a bunch of you have been asking me about my new map. We talk about it right now.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome aboard. If you're just joining us from Twitter land or Facebook or Parler or Instagram, any of the places that I have been saying that over the last couple of days, the new map would drop at exactly 4:05 Eastern. Well, welcome in. We've got an interesting set of discussions for you today. And I'll get some perspective on all this when we get to Kristen B. Tate and John Katsimatidis a little bit later in the broadcast. But I want to go straight to what I promised you that I would do. And by the way, if you're not following me on social media, I strongly encourage you to do this. We did before the show today about 13 different posts with data and information on them about developments and stories that are being developed as we are going through this today. And you're missing out if you're not following. So at Twitter, on Twitter at KMC Radio, and that's the same handle for Instagram, and it's the same handle for Parler when you go. And welcome to all the newbies. We've added more than 1,000 Instagram and Parler followers just within the last 6 hours, and glad to have you along. Now, I've been saying that in the course of these events, of course, course, the maps are, they can and they will change slightly. 2 weeks ago, I released the first one. We did an updated version of that last week. A lot of people were shocked in the fact that I had taken Oregon out of the hard blue and actually turned it into a toss-up state. We have some changes on this week's map, and I'm going to illuminate them for you here momentarily. But I've got some really interesting details that are buried kind of in the deeper weeds on this thing. But first, let me tell you the way it looks. If Donald Trump and Joe Biden held that election today, it's my belief that Trump would get 328 and Joe Biden would end up with 205. And the way I get to that is Joe Biden basically takes California, Oregon, and Washington, Colorado, Illinois, Virginia, New York, most of the Atlantic, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Upper Northeast, minus Maine's second congressional district, and minus New Hampshire. Those are the only exceptions that I have, but he takes Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Rhode Island, Vermont, that's it on that side, and he takes Hawaii. But that gives him 205. Now, in the map, if you go online and you take a look at it, you will see that I've got a good portion of it in dark red, some of it in light red, some of it in light blue. For instance, Oregon and Colorado and Virginia, they're all in the lightest blue possible. That means I do think the Democrats right now would win today. But who knows? If one of those states flips, it could be easier for that to happen than I believe California or New York or Illinois. But here's the thing about all of those states. And I say that I've got this. I've had this conversation with people inside of both polling camps. Both campaigns have told me from their inside pollsters that literally every state in the nation is in play. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the Biden people believe that Texas and Florida are both within their grasps. They already think they're going to have New York and California. They think that they win Texas or Florida, and they would be right about this, that Biden would win in a walk. But likewise, the Trump people tell me that they are seeing better response in California and New York than they had expected. Far more support than they were expecting. I don't personally believe that New York or California can offset through the Trump regions that are strong in those states. I honestly don't believe that they can offset the condensed cities of those states that make them so heavily Democratic. But both of them are in medium shaded blue on my map, not in dark blue. Only Illinois, Washington State, Vermont, in sections of New England, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Maryland and Delaware are in the dark blue. I've added Hawaii there as well. But literally both campaigns have told me that all states, the entire map, is currently in play. Now, let me drill down on the most important thing of this week's map. The most important thing on the map this week is that the red states that I have in dark red, the darkest red that the map will give me, all he has to do, the president being that person, all he has to do is win those states. And not even all of the states that he won in 2016 are dark red on that map. In fact, I've got Michigan in a light red state, and he took that in 2016. But he lost Minnesota only by 3,000 votes. I've got it as a light red. I've got Nevada as a light red, which he lost in 16, and Arizona, which he won in 16, but is light red on my map. But all he has to do, all the president has to do, is win the red states that I've got indicated as dark red on the map, and he has 279 votes in the Electoral College, 9 more than necessary. Now, if he wins all of the red states that I've put in some shade of red, he will win 328, which would be more than he had in 2016. I've said for, I don't know, the better part of a year, maybe longer, I think he's going to win more than he had in 2016. But if he just wins the red states, of which Pennsylvania is one, and Pennsylvania, I kind of think, is the barometer for the race. If the president wins Pennsylvania, he wins, to my knowledge, he wins the election outright. But if he loses Pennsylvania, he could still win in some combination if he won Michigan, if he won Minnesota, if he won Arizona, if he won some combination of New Hampshire and Nevada. If he wins all of them, it's not even a close contest. And there's one last thing I want you to look out for on election night. If Virginia flips from the lightest blue that I have to the lightest pink that I have, which is not a terrible huge gap to go. But if it happens to flip to light pink, I predict that the president will win all the states I've chosen and maybe pick up some extras that I don't even have picked for him right now. It's going to be a very close delegate count up through at least the middle of the evening. And again, we're not going to get final Pennsylvania totals for another couple of days after everything, unless the spread is so big that they just do not believe that they will be able to get it by ballot harvesting. But that's what we're dealing with. So I think it's interesting if President Trump just holds the states that he has currently. Some people disagree with me on Wisconsin. I think he's going to win Wisconsin. Some people disagree with me on Ohio. I think he's going to win Ohio. I think he's going to win West Virginia and North Carolina. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of movement away from what I've got outlined here. But the race will be determined by the periphery. And again, New York and California going into the Democratic column, that makes their need to pick up as many states far less because of the delegate totals that they would get out of just those two alone. And then you had Illinois with another 20 and Virginia with another 20. And you've got you're well on your way to, a big head start. Now, the president, again, is going to be working the trail every single day between now and Election Day. I don't see in any way that he comes off, lessens his pace, etc. And I want to bring up a couple of other things that are important as it relates to the current standing of things. In the news today, I went and I looked for the I Google searched the words Biden polls tightening. And what you pull up is about 1,800 stories on Pennsylvania. And in doing so, you see that all the major polls, even the ones that I have not been inclined to look at, are saying that Biden's lead has gotten shorter and smaller and tighter. In fact, he has a lesser lead in Pennsylvania over President Trump than Hillary Clinton had 4 years ago. Friends, there's a lot more that's going on here. Hunter Biden's laptop has kept Biden off the campaign trail. And today, when you've got investigators, not just from the National Intelligence Operations, but you've got the FBI and the DOJ all independently saying this thing is authenticated. The information on it is real. Now what they go and they find in there becomes the real issue. So there's a long way to go in this race, friends. 14 days is an eternity in an election cycle. And what we've got is the latest map, how I think the president wins and the path he has to get there. Go see it. I've got it up on Twitter. You can also go to my website, TheBingeThinker.com, as we've got a story link to it there. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You have to watch. You have to watch what we do to 60 Minutes. You'll get such a kick out of it. You're going to get a kick out of it. Leslie Stahl's not going to be happy.
That's Donald Trump. Yeah, he's stirring the pot in some way. He said that after they finished taping with Leslie, I guess it was late last night, that he's threatened to now release the White House's version of that interview, because, of course, they have cameras rolling the whole time. And he says he's going to do it to provide context that he's afraid 60 Minutes is going to try to chop and edit and cut in a way that may appear to be dishonest. It'll be interesting to see if he does, in fact, follow through on that. Someone who may have an opinion about that and a lot of other things related to this election, including the map that I just unveiled. And again, if you haven't seen it, you can go to my Twitter feed at KMC Radio. It's on fire right now because I've just released that. But Kristen, welcome back. Kristen B. Tate, author of three best-selling books, a contributor for The Hill, and a Robert Novak Media Fellow. Kristen, we are starting to see, and I saw a bunch of headlines this morning. I was doing a little research. The race in Pennsylvania is tightening. Actually, Joe Biden has a smaller lead, a lesser lead over Donald Trump right now than Hillary Clinton did in 2016. And for a lot of people, there's this kind of deja vu effect. What are we seeing, Kristen B. Tate?
Well, we're seeing the polls tighten and this race tighten considerably. And what I've been saying for the last year, and I said the same thing in 2016, if this race is a referendum on Trump, Trump loses. If the race is a referendum on Joe Biden, Joe Biden loses. One thing that Trump supporters really love is when Trump does stuff like rip on the media and, you know, slam people like Leslie Stahl. But even though that plays well with his base, that kind of thing also lets the media cycle focus on Trump and, oh, he said these outrageous things. What we've seen happen, Kevin, in the last 2 weeks is the narrative has actually shifted to Joe Biden because of the emails that have come out now, these very damaging emails with his son, right, Hunter Biden. Joe Biden is a criminal. This family's corrupt. So I wish Trump. I love Trump. I love the stuff he says, and he's funny. He's hilarious. He's witty. But I kind of wish Trump would just be quiet for a little while. And then when he does talk, he just needs to hammer Joe Biden and the Democrats. He can't keep letting the media change the news cycle into, oh, Trump said another ridiculous thing. The more we as a nation and the media is forced to cover Joe Biden, the worse this race is for Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants to sit in his basement and skate by and not answer any questions for the next 2 weeks. He wants Trump to keep saying ridiculous things, so the media will focus on that. The more we talk about Joe Biden, the more the focus is on Joe Biden, the more this is a referendum on Joe Biden, the better it is for Trump. So that's why we've seen this race tighten, because now this stuff about Hunter and Joe is getting so damaging, Kevin, that even the mainstream media, I mean, they're starting to realize this is real. This is corruption, and then they have to cover it at some point.
Well, and the thing is, they literally had every tool at their disposal for his favor, trying to cover this up and keep it from getting out. I had Rudy Giuliani on the show for half the show yesterday, and he went meticulously point by point through not only the five financial transactions that are on the hard drive, but just what a crummy way Joe Biden repeatedly set his drug addicted son up to continue to be exploited along those lines. And it's all there. And now you've had not one, but three branches of the federal investigative portion of the executive branch confirm the authenticity of the hard drive. You've had national security say this is not Russian misinformation. This is not something that another country's trying to perpetrate on us. These are authentic. You've got a source that is going to be made public. Rudy said yesterday in 2 days, so that would be tomorrow, that's going to go public, that's identified in these, that is able to name names and tell you who every single person in the email chain is. I mean, Kristen, to your point, this is a devastating amount of information about a really, really bad guy.
Yeah. And the media, I hope Trump just focuses on this. Trump needs to just be quiet for a little while, other than talking about the Democrats, because this could take down Joe Biden if he doesn't let the media cover him and ridiculous things that he's saying. And I'm talking about Trump right now.
Right.
Now, what I'm worried about, Kevin, is that Biden is going to drop out of this debate this week because he has no incentive to debate. There's zero upside for him. He's up in a lot of these polls, and he doesn't want to be in the spotlight, and he doesn't want to answer any questions. So I suspect that we're going to see Biden say some vague thing about COVID and drop out of this debate, which would be a real shame, because even though this debate moderator is a left-wing hack, Trump can get up there and he can hammer Biden on this corruption. And that's the last thing Biden wants. So we'll see. I hope there's a debate because I think it would benefit Trump. But I suspect Biden's going to try to slither out of it.
Well, you've been good on predictions before, so it'll be interesting to see if that is, in fact, what's going to happen. I certainly agree with you. I don't think there's anything that Biden has to benefit from by being in it. But I would hope that for the welfare of the country, that it goes forward. And, you know, there's no guarantee that Trump's going to look great in the, you know, debate. He typically doesn't do all that well in the debates. He certainly saved Joe Biden from too many of his own foibles in the first one. And as I was speaking with, again, Mayor Giuliani yesterday, one of the things he said was, he goes, we've got to get the president to just slow down. At times, you've got to just let Joe talk. And if he talks long enough, he'll fall off his own cliff. But the president is so fired up. He's so motivated. He's so, you know, guns blazing. And that's what we love about him. That's why he gets things done. But there's a point in time with Sleepy Joe, you've just got to let him kind of like meander into the bad area and do himself in, because he will do it eventually if you give him enough time.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say this, in 2016, we saw Trump get better with each debate. So I do believe if this debate happens on Thursday, Trump will do better than he did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And all he needs is a few really good moments. I mean, think about 2016. He had all right performances, but he had like a few moments that really stood out and we still talk about today. Like when he told Hillary, you'd
be
in jail.
That's right.
Right, okay. Right. He just needs a few moments.
We'll see. We'll see if he gets to tell Sleepy Joe that he should be in jail. There's something to look out for, according to Kristen B. Tate. Hey, Kristen, as always, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Coming right back. It's the Parenting Express. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know how you're attacking the fall, but maybe you don't feel like you have the energy that you used to. I have been more convinced through lockdown and pandemic than ever before that my nutrition is vital to not just my survival, but my overall energy level. And that's why I take Balance of Nature. It's not an ordinary vitamin. that's made out of synthetics. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and it's got tens of thousands of vital nutrients with 100% whole plants, fruits, and veggies. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So if you forgot to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's just fruits and veggies. You cannot overdose. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% on any new preferred orders of fruits and veggies. So now, before the holidays, is the perfect time to get started. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, thanks for taking us with you on Wednesday. We always try to give you at least one thing that it will help you do a better job of that parenting obligation. And I know that with the combination of remote and hybrid and distance learning and the whole thing about are we going to have another outbreak and all this stuff, I know that this stresses you out probably more than normal. And so I'm glad to have Shelley Goldberg back with us today talking about a toolbox to help you and your kids cope with stress during these stress-filled times. Shelley Goldberg, welcome back.
Thank you, Kevin. And you said it brilliantly, perfectly, because we're surrounded by so much anxiety. You're right. Will there be a second wave of the COVID? The election promises to be incredibly chaotic. Are our kids learning, not learning? So you're right. So, yes, you need a toolbox. You need things to put in the toolbox. So I'm suggesting first you start with the basics, which is get a great night's sleep, eat healthy, get out and get some exercise, and connect with family and friends. Those are the basics. All right, what else can you put into the toolbox? Number one, talk to your friends. Ask your friends, what are they doing? What's working for them? And you might just learn something. Somebody might tell you, Shelley, we do crossword puzzles as a family every night. It's great. That might be the thing that works for you. So ask your friends what are their strategies, and we'll be talking more about that over the coming weeks. Two, every day, commit every day to learning a new skill. It can be a tech skill, learning more about the computer. It could be learning something new, cooking. But it'll make you feel, and it'll make your children feel terrific by the end of the day, and it'll make you feel that life is moving forward. So that's another thing to put in your toolbox, a commitment to learning new skills every day. All right, three, you want to start exploring the whole science of happiness. There's a lot of things online. You can do this easily. Yale has a happiness study. They give free courses in happiness. It's all up there. Go and check that out. There's also a woman by the name of Gretchen Rubin, R-U-B-I-N. She's the queen of happiness. She's written best-selling books. She has blogs. She has podcasts. And she has strategies for increasing your happiness quotient, which is exactly what we all need now. So yeah. That's a great thing, right?
Yep.
So that's a great thing to have in your toolbox, all right? Breathing exercises. All the science says it works. It's deep breathing techniques. They're all there online. They're all free. Explore those. Use your hands to clean, paint, play an instrument, build something, cooking. All the research shows that when you're using your hands and your kids are, it reduces stress. Revisit the past, nostalgia. Every once in a while, it's very comforting. Go watch My Three Sons. I Dream of Jeannie. Go back, right? I thought of you. I thought of My Three Sons. All right. But go back to things that were comforting in the past. In terms of what you're watching on TV, explore travel shows. Instead of watching a movie or something that's a little scary or unsettling, take yourself out of New York City and travel the world. Go to Greece, go to Italy. There's a million travel shows on Netflix and, you know, Hulu. They're all over the place. Take a virtual museum tour. Go on a gratitude walk. That's something I do all the time. You walk and you're just thinking of every single thing you're grateful for. It's great to have in your toolbox. And if you're really stuck, a place I've gone, there's something called Course Horse, Kevin, C-O-U-R-S-E, CourseHorse.com. And they have these one-shot deals, one class, not 20, one class where you can learn basic tarot card reading, sushi making, pizza making, voiceovers, public speaking. But it's like a quick in and out, and it's all virtual. So if you're stuck, there's always something there that you can take for $10, $20.
Gotcha.
So those, what do you think?
No, that all sounds very doable, and I really strongly agree with the whole using of your hands and breathing exercises. In fact, one of the things that I think has helped diminish the stress in the McCullough household, not that we're free of it, far from it. Today was a disaster virtual learning day for the McCullough household, but the breathing exercises, and you know, my bride and I have done a lot of yoga. We've learned a lot about the breathing and the using of the breath. And I know for me personally, I get a little anxiety in my pulse about something. The breathing can bring it right down, and it sure is helpful. So great list. And friends, let me tell you that all of Shelley's segments helping us be better at this thing called parenting are in the archive at SoundCloud.com. Look for Kevin McCullough Radio, and iTunes, you can search the same thing and go and listen anytime. It's a great resource library of good advice. Shelley, we'll talk to you again soon. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. Our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this. The first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Everywhere I go.
Is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
I think it's a good idea. I think there should be more limitations on us not interrupting one another.
That's Joe Biden, and he's talking about the decision by the commission to prevent crosstalk in tomorrow night's debate. I'm going to ask John Catsimatidis about that. John, it's good to see you. Big day for you. You're all over the media today. You've got a big thing going on at your radio station. You're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Day, and that's fun and exciting. But you've got a big show coming up on 970 tonight as well. And we've got breaking news. Joe Biden is now saying, if elected, he will undo a number of key Trump administration policies related to immigration, specifically illegal immigration. And he says that he will provide a stark difference between himself and the president on immigration. He's going back to Obama policies and says this is what the voters are demanding. John Catsimatidis, your reaction?
That is dumber than dumb. What are we going to do? We're going to open up the borders and let people come in unchecked. They can have diseases. They can have. Listen, I believe in immigration.
You do.
And
you
I
are
was
an
immigrant.
I'm saying.
And my grandfathers were immigrants. And when you come through Ellis Island, the doctors would check you to make sure you don't have diseases to give to other Americans. I mean, then let's break down. If Joe Biden becomes president, is he saying he's going to tear down the walls and then have unchecked. Who was that terrorist group that used to come in?
I know who you're talking about, and my mind went blank just as you said it.
See, under President Trump, we forgot their name.
Well, that's because we so effectively prosecuted them. Peter King rubbed them out of Long Island.
Long Island
don't exist anymore.
There hasn't been a murder.
MS-13.
MS-13. There hasn't been a murder in Long Island by MS-13. And you know what President Obama did? He let them in and he paid the church, and I won't mention the church's names, $75 million to relocate them. And a lot of them were relocated in where? Long Island.
Yeah, suburban communities.
And suburban communities that want to integrate the criminals, the MS-13. And that's what Joe Biden wants to do all over again?
That seems like a Democratic theme, John. This mayor wants to move the prisons to the suburbs
you
or to the neighborhoods.
You put the prisoners in the streets from Rikers Island.
And they want to build public housing in the middle of the suburbs.
And you're telling me Joe Biden wants to tear down the walls, bring in the criminals all over again? We don't have enough criminals here already?
This is the quote. It would include protecting and expanding the DACA program and admitting at least 125,000 more refugees annually and people seeking amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens.
That is dumb. I believe in immigration, but we should know who's coming and going. That's bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, immigration, yes. You know, people jumping over the borders, not knowing who's coming or going, that's not a country anymore.
So this should be a section of the debate tomorrow night, in your opinion?
This is dumber than dumb.
Do you think that they should be allowed to talk about foreign policy and the laptop tomorrow night? Because the commission said they're not going to talk about foreign policy because they might wander into the laptop discussion if they end up having to do that.
That is dumber than dumb, too. I mean, that commission, I understand everybody in that commission is either anti-Trumpers or Biden supporters.
Well, and the one that's doing the debate tomorrow has a long history of being a very pro-Obama-Biden supporter in the past.
Why? I just don't understand what's happening to our country.
Maybe it's time to do away with the commission.
I like our country the way I grew up. You know, our country is a beautiful country, and New York was the greatest city in the world, and they're trying to ruin it. I want America, I want New York just the way it's always been.
Yeah.
I don't want their version of New York.
Do you think this helps Trump with the tightening of the polls? There's been a number of stories released today that say Pennsylvania is now a tighter race,
Kevin,
than it was between Hillary and Trump 4 years ago.
I want you to post it on your website.
Okay.
I will give you the exact numbers.
Okay.
Where Hillary was, the polls where Hillary was 2 weeks before the election. And compare them to where they're telling you the polls are with Biden. All big lies.
And
I can't understand how people can lie the way they're lying.
Well, there's no honest arbiter of the news anymore. And we've got to have...
Bring back Walter Cronkite.
This is Walter Cronkite. And that is the story.
It must be the ghost of Walter Cronkite.
So let me ask you this. Tomorrow night, they've actually said they're going to have a silencing feature on both sides. Do you think the president will abide by that?
Well, you know, I mean, maybe he'll knock down the glass wall.
Wasn't that weird at the vice president? I mean, it looked like, I don't know, it looked like an office cubicle or something with them sitting on the stage in that way.
They're trying, you know, there's a certain set of people that are just trying to protect the people that should not be protected. It is what it is. Whatever the truth is, it should be.
Yeah.
I mean,
let the facts be the facts.
Let the facts back be the facts.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting, and we've got a very important broadcast coming up. If you're in New York listening on AM 970 The Answer or listening on AM 970 The Answer app, at 5 p.m. today, John Catsimatidis is going to break down a huge story. There, we were going to move those homeless folks that needed those services, John. They had a path to go to downtown and get actual help in an actual facility. The court stepped in this week and said, nope, we're not going to let that happen. And now what do they do? We're going to have to talk about it.
We're going to have the criminals, and we're going to have the people, the drug addicts that should be in hospitals are going to be in the streets.
Yeah. Well, and that's been the way it's been trending for a little while, particularly on the Upper West Side. Will it continue to be the case? Stick around after Kevin McCullough Radio to find out. John, always good to see you. Talk to you in a few. It's Kevin McCullough. When we continue, my final thought of the day on this very important day. But again, breaking news, Biden announcing he's going to go back to Obama policies on immigration if he wins the election. Will that matter? Love to hear from you, kmcradio@gmail.com, if you've got thoughts. Coming up, my final thoughts on the entire day. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, we've been telling you about the good work of Christian Solidarity International for a few years now here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And the thing that I am so moved by is that year after year, I come to you and I say, hey, there are women and children that are facing desperate circumstances, heinous circumstances, in fact, when you think about the fact that they are enslaved people. You know, slavery has become a very important topic in the American conversation over the last few years because of racial justice issues. Yet they don't seem, in this country and in many of the Western countries, no one seems to pay attention to the fact that slavery still takes place every single day on parts of the continent of Africa, Sudan being one of them. Tens of thousands of women and children are enslaved right now. I am so thankful that you, as listeners to this show, over the last several years, have on average helped more than 200 of those slaves be liberated every single year. And friends, we are approaching another important deadline for this year. Our goal is 192 of these women and children to be liberated from the slavery conditions that they're in. Our partner in this work is Christian Solidarity International, and they have a track record. In fact, they have helped now liberate more than 100,000 Sudanese slaves, and you can read all about it at the website at csi-usa.org. But here's what I really want you to think about. our goal of 192 is very close to closing in on. In fact, as of this past weekend, we are now down to one. We've now liberated 153 slaves in Sudan in just this calendar year. Without your help, that wouldn't have been possible. But friends, what that does to me is it makes me concerned about the remaining 39 women that are not yet liberated that we have the opportunity to. We know that we can liberate them because their negotiations are already underway. We know that a $250 one-time gift would also give them everything they need to start their life over again once relocated to South Sudan, where they were taken captive from. Friends, if we can get them back to their families, to their regions, to their homes, imagine what a gift that would be even for this coming holiday season. Giving the gift of life and liberty to someone this Christmas would change everything in their life. That's why I want you to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And when you do, know this, the first several of you that are able to do this, in fact, the next 20 people that can liberate a slave, we have one donor who's willing to match that slave for slave. Will you call right now? 888-342-1010. It only takes a couple of minutes. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, just this reminder, if you miss any part of the show, we've got it all podcasted at SoundCloud.com and at iTunes. You can just go look for KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough Radio, either way. And if your schedule changes and you can't listen live, friends, it's on demand for a reason. And we're closing in on a million podcast listens. And we are so close, and yet I am so grateful for all the people that have listened over all this time. You can subscribe for free. We never put it behind a paywall. It is absolutely available to you for your use. Also, if you're not following me on social media, you need to be, particularly on Twitter. I've got more polls coming out every day that I want you to give me your opinion on. I'm asking you important questions. For instance, which is it? Biden's voters seem to be scared of rallies. They're scared that these things are super spreaders. They're scared that they're going to get sick, that they may catch COVID if they go to the rally. Trump's voters seem to distrust the polls. So one doesn't like rallies, one doesn't like polls. And I asked the question today, who's right? And of the 1,376 people that voted in this poll, 96.2 of them said, we should distrust the polls more than the rallies, which I thought was interesting. Another one I put up, I asked if you have voted early, and I wanted to know from people that were paying attention, did you vote? Were you planning on voting? 6,700 people have already participated in this poll, and it's going to run until about 10 p.m. tonight. But so far, the 6,700 votes that have come in, 64% have not yet voted. Now, five of that percent are saying that they're not going to vote at all. 59% say they're going to vote on the day of the election, but up to 36% have already cast a ballot. So this early voting thing really is real. There's a lot of people that are starting to pay attention and, you know, take advantage of that. And again, if you want to vote in my polls, I usually have two or three of them a day that I think of. I'm like, you know, I'd really like to know what people think about that. I'm putting them up on Twitter at KMC Radio. You can join Twitter. You can go follow me. And I would welcome you to the party. We've got almost 74,000 people that are involved there, and some of them gave to my cause with the Bowery Mission this week. Thanks to everybody that did that yesterday as well. All right, we've got a lot to get to. Obviously, the debate is tomorrow night. We will be prepped and ready for it. I hope you will be as well, and we're going to have spot-on analysis on Friday following. But a big couple of days yet in the election race of 2020 this week. Don't miss a single episode of Kevin McCullough Radio. All right, we'll see you next time.